Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello everybody, how are you doing today? I do believe that all you can improve your business English skills. You can improve your English skills for your business. Alright, I remember when I used to think about how I could be a better person. I thought it was bad to make mistakes and I wasn't a good person no matter what I did. Then I tried everything I could do to become perfect in my life. But the more I tried to be perfect, the more I felt bad about myself. So I stopped trying to be a perfect person and I reached out to people who could help me. Just like many meetings and founders, you think that you don't have perfect business English skills and you are afraid to make grammar errors. Many medicine founders told me that they needed perfect English skills to grow their business worldwide. Are you perfect in your native language? You spend more than $1,000 on business English courses, but you can speak, you can't write, you can listen or read well in English, all because you don't want to make grammar errors when you speak, when you write, when you listen and read in English. You feel bad and ashamed of your weak business English skills. So I wanted to use the tips that I will give you today to improve your English skills, to expand your business outside your country. Okay, let's move on. Please don't forget to like, to subscribe, and to share this Business English podcast to the people you love. Alright, a few years ago, I learned how to speak English clearly because I'm a stammerer. I needed to learn how to speak English well like people who do not stammer. It was hard for me, and I thought I wasn't normal because I'm a stammerer. I couldn't speak English with confidence and I don't want people to know that I stammered. And did you know that I had a private English teacher for 6 years but couldn't stop stammering badly? I started speaking well when I stopped thinking that I was not normal. Many people close to me do not know that I'm a stammer because I do not stammer like before. Just like this, even listening to my, business English podcast, but a lot of you do not know that I'm a stammerer. People around me do not know. That's the truth. I see stammer. I stick to that. Just like many medicine founders, you think that there's something wrong with you all because you've made 1% to 2% progress in your English skills. Yet you try in every way to improve your English skills for your business. You notice that you can speak, read, listen, or write well in English. Then you blame yourself every time you make grammar errors. You need to stop being hard on yourself because you can develop strong English skills for your business. You have to develop strong English skills to grow your business outside your country. I want you to DM grow. You can go to www.friendlylycoach.com/link www.friendlylycoach.com/link. Kindly check the description of this Business English podcast to see the link I'm talking about. The other day, someone told me that he needed strong English skills to grow his business outside his country. I asked him what he had been doing to develop the strong English skills he needed for his business. He said he had been starting many business English courses, joining every business English group as well. However, he did not use what he learned about how he could develop strong English skills for his business. You know, Many Magistan founders who want to develop strong English skills for their businesses. You don't speak English during meetings. You don't write emails or documents in English. You don't read documents in English. You don't try to listen to your clients in English. So tell me, how can you develop strong English skills for your business? You know, some of the 5% of Magistan founders spend a lot of money. When I mean a lot, I'm talking about $1,000 upward. $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on business English courses. But you don't know you don't use what you learn. You don't use what you learn. That's why you can't speak. That's why you can't write. That's why you can't read. That's why you can listen well in English. That's why you lose many deals because of your weak English skills. I will give you easy tips that help my clients develop strong English skills for your business. You need strong English skills to expand your business worldwide. I'm talking about strong English speaking skills to speak English with confidence during meetings, strong English writing skills to write those emails and documents in English, strong English reading skills to build documents and speeches well in English, strong English listening skills to listen to and understand your foreign clients, your foreign business partners, and investors in English. However, you don't know how to develop strong English skills that can help your business make money. You're not doing your business for fun, you're doing your business to make more money. So do things that will help your business make more money. You think that you need perfect English skills to grow your business worldwide. Let me ask you this. Do you want to continue missing more deals because you want to develop perfect English skills for your business? You have been learning how to improve your English skills for more than 3 years, yet you have not used what you've learned just because that you be. Because you were thinking. Either way, that people will judge you. The people will laugh at you. That you will make grammar errors. That your clients, your partners, and investors won't understand you when you speak English. When you continue learning without using what you've learned, your fear of making grammar errors will increase, will become bigger. You will have no confidence to speak English with your clients, partners, and investors. You will think that you are not good enough to grow your business outside the country and you will lose more money. Seriously, how long do you want to keep losing more money because of weak English skills? Now tell me, how long? In case you want my help, because you want to develop strong English skills for your business, go to www.fidelitycoach.com/link. Kindly check the description of this business English podcast. www.fidelitycoach.com/link. FRIENDLYCOACH.COM/LINK. FRIENDLYCOACH.COM/LINK. Thank you. You need strong English skills even if you don't want to grow your business worldwide. You have to improve your English skills for your business sources. So you can negotiate deals well in English, so you can write good contracts in English, so you can deliver great speeches in English during events. However, you will find it needed to develop strong English skills for your business sources. How long do you want your weak English skills to stop your business sources? You know, a lot of millions of founders I spoke with have great businesses, that's the truth. But with their weak English skills, their businesses are getting affected. Their businesses are affected with their weak English skills. So I wanted to get these 7 fast ways that can help you improve your weak English skills. So I wanted to get yours today when it's free. Kindly go to www.freedomlinkcouch.com/link. You will see that link in the description of this Business English podcast. Tap on it, and when you tap on it, you will say free business English tips. Yes, that's it. Tap on it and please put in your best email address. Also, please note, if you are not a Medista founder, please and please kindly do not put in your email address. Please and please do like don't. Please don't do that. Thank you. Is it hard to develop strong English skills? That's the question for this week. Is it hard to develop strong English skills? Yes or no? Alright, let's move on. I told him that he needed 40 minutes every day to develop strong English skills for his business. He wanted to improve how he could speak English with confidence during meetings and events, how he could reply to and write emails, contracts, and documents in English, how he could read speeches well in English at his next business events, how he could understand and listen to his clients, his partners, and investors well in English. He's a busy businessman and he wanted to know if he could develop strong English skills within 8 months. He wanted to know how many minutes he needed every day to develop strong English skills. I told him that he needed 40 minutes every day for 8 months to develop strong English skills for his business. In the same way, when you have the step-by-step daily guides I give my busy clients, you can develop strong English skills for your business in 40 minutes every day. So let me ask you this. Do you see yourself improving your English skills with the method you're using now? Trust us, you don't need to spend hours every day improving your English skills for your business so that you won't get confused and stuck with weak English skills that are making your business lose money. Fraser couldn't develop strong English skills for his business for 4 years. Just like a lot of you listening to me. Fraser knew that he needed to improve his weak English skills to grow his business. In the USA, he tried everything he could to develop strong English skills to grow his business outside his country. And no matter what Faisa did to improve his English skills, he was not able to speak English without being afraid of grammar errors. He was not able to write emails well in English. He was not able to read emails and documents well in English. He was not able to understand his clients and partners' words in English. You know, everything looked the same for you, so would not be able to develop strong English skills for his business. Faisal knew that he had to do something, so he reached out to me in 2021 and he joined my one-on-one English program. 8 months later, Faisal sent me a message on WhatsApp, blessing I thought I wouldn't be able to develop strong English skills. I couldn't speak English with foreign business owners before I started working with you. I kept quiet in meetings because of the way I spoke English. Since I started working with you, I have had the courage, the confidence to speak English during every meeting. Do you need to wait 4 years before you speak English with confidence during meetings? Think about how you felt bad during the last meeting when you couldn't speak English the way you wanted. When you are ready to get modules with strong English skills, these are the two ways I can help you. And the first one is, we will work one-on-one for 8 months to help you develop strong English skills that can help your business grow worldwide. Also, I can also help you with premium English proofreading and editing of your top secret documents. You don't need to wait for the best time. And the best time is now, so you can send me a DM. Go to www.finlandicalish.com/link and tap on WhatsApp. Sending a DM. I'm new for you. Also, for those of you who want to buy me coffee, kindly do that. I will appreciate it. Okay. And the first one that I have here for you is this. During business meetings, take important notes in English. You know, this will improve your English listening skills and writing skills. And the next one is download an online dictionary that has a voice feature on your phone to help you improve how you can pronounce words. And also, to help you know the meaning of words you do not know. And the last one is this. Use 10 to 15 minutes every day to take action that can help you develop strong English skills for your business. All right, everybody, I want to say a big thank you to one of you for listening to me up to this point. Take care of yourself and stay blessed. Whoa, this is been up so far. Thank you. All right. I appreciate you with all my heart, and please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to Hispanic business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time era for business documents? Business guardrails and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents, DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for media and business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help media and business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. All right, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, friendlilycoach, write it together in small letters and add dot com/linka. You can also check the description of this podcast episode and the URL from lilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me, and see you next time. Bye.